Chris Page is the chair of Rail Future, an organisation campaigning for better rail services. And Chris joins us on the line. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Mike.
Well, let's start off with the obvious. This is probably news, I'd imagine, that you don't particularly welcome.
That's certainly true, yes. The travel car is a simple, well-understood product. People know what they're buying and what they're going to get for it. You get travel to London and within London for a fixed price. And the problem with the alternatives that that TfL are suggesting is that will no longer be true. The alternative they suggest is contactless. That's okay if you're travelling on your own, if you don't qualify for a rail card, if you're staying within central London and you're not travelling with a family. Because of all those caveats, it's going to be a lot more confusing for people to come up with the best deal.
We all know there are so many different ticketing options available depending on where you start your journey, where you end your journey, what time you go, etc. Let's come on to the impact on different groups of people, because I can imagine if you are a regular commuter to work in London, then you might have your season ticket in place. But for occasional travellers, perhaps wanting to head up to London to the office sort of once a week and working from home for the rest of the time, and also for sort of families wanting to take children up for a cheap day out, or for those with other reasons to head to London as well, it's going to hit them in the pocket.
It certainly will for families. For someone who's just commuting to London during the peak and using contactless, it's probably not going to make an awful lot of difference. But for families, if you use contactless, contactless really only works for one person, so you've got to use Oyster rather than contactless for a family. You've got to get individual Oyster cards for the children. They cost £30 up front, and you need to give 4 weeks' notice to actually get one. So it's not going to be a solution for a sort of an instant decision to go.
Go on, Karen.
Yeah, sorry. If you're a senior citizen, you can't add a senior rail card to contactless. You have to have an Oyster card. Same if you're an army veteran or you're disabled. So it's just making things more difficult. The net result of that is that a lot of people will decide not to bother. And so although TfL thinks it's going to get more revenue from this, it may well wind up getting less.
Well, let me read you what TfL have told us in a statement. They say, due to requirements of the government's funding settlements, we're having to consider proposals to withdraw from elements of the travel card agreement, such as TfL's acceptance of day travel cards. The existing daily pay-as-you-go caps on contactless or Oyster would not be affected by these proposals. And let me read you what the Mayor of London's office has said as well. The Mayor has not yet made a final decision on the way forward and will do so based on TfL's advice when he receives it. If the government were able to provide funding, TfL would be able to drop the proposal to end day travel cards immediately. I'm just wondering whether there is an element of political posturing going on here, as we spoke to the Conservative MP Maria Crawford earlier, who said that actually there's £6 billion invested by the government into transport in London.
Well, there may be well be some political posturing, and I'd make the point to our listeners that write to your MP and get them to push for the travel card to be retained. Respond to the consultation. The more that TfL gets feedback saying this is a bad idea and actually you're not going to get more revenue from it, the more likely it is they'll decide not to go ahead.
Well, look, Chris, thanks for joining us on BBC Radio Sussex this morning. Chris Page, Chair of Rail Future, and that consultation over the proposal to end the one-day...